Live from Miami, Florida, broadcasting around the world.
Around the world.
You're listening to Patriots Perspective with Christy Tasker. Your news behind the government's facade. Don't fall victim to propaganda or spend another 30 days in the tech gulag. Turn off your tell-lie vision and just listen. Hear the most mind-opening hours of your life as we interview whistleblowers and real patriots for uncensored truth. The Commie News Network and fake book cannot control the power of Jesus Christ. Therefore, they have no power over us. There aren't enough Vegas strippers to fake check what's coming. Put in your earphones and avoid the tech tyrants. Subscribe to PatriotsPerspective.com now and see the evidence and action items to help you take back your God-given rights, government, and expose Satan and his demons taking up residence.
Welcome to Patriots Perspective, guys. Welcome back. Thank you so much for coming back. And today I've got a guest of all guests. Okay, you know me as the Miami anti-corruption candidate running for District 2 City Commission here on Miami, right on the bay, right where everything is happening. But guess what? I have got a friend, Michelle Swinnick in Arizona, who is doing just the same and maybe a more corrupt haven. Michelle, here we are today, and we're probably battling it off of who has the most corrupt cartels. Is it Arizona or Miami, Florida?
I would have to say, Christy, I mean, it's good to see you again. I do love that intro. I think that was a spectacular intro. I loved how you slipped in Jesus there two times when nobody was looking, and you threw in the demons, which was awesome. Just to make sure your audience is on their toes. But yes, I would have to say that Mayor Corruption County, Anarchy, Arizona, we are the pits of hell, and we come in first place because it is so much bigger than the Sinaloa cartels, which they say, oh, they're running the joint. No, it's the American cartels that are in charge of everything. Don't let them say, oh, the CCP's running it. No, the Americans, don't worry. We got it taken care of, but we have it all different levels, but we have more of a demonic flair here, okay, because demons love the desert. I'm in the desert here in Arizona, so demons flock to the desert. So we also have a demonic layer that is also even bigger than the elections. And we'll talk about some of those specifics because everybody's like, well, why is Michelle wanting us to focus on Arizona? What about my state? I'll explain that as to why it is so important that everybody just gives me some undivided attention for 168 days, because in 168 days, you will lose your country permanently and you will not be able to take it back. Now, again, this is not about saving America. It's about saving your freedom. But it's not about saving America, because you don't want to save the pile of poop they have created. You want to take back America. You want to take back the Republic, and you want to restore it, right, to what we thought, yep, or at least as best as a version of it was when we were young, because you do not want what they have now. I mean, there's a lot of things about it that you cannot fix. So you eventually need to almost restart some of these things. So stick with the R's. Don't worry about the save. So we'll go wherever you want us to go here.
Yeah, no, I think I want to go down the path of freedom, Michelle. Like, what's the path to freedom? How do you see it? How do you see us actually taking this back? I did a podcast earlier specifically regarding my campaign and the corruption. So if anybody wants to hear about the specifics on corruption going through Miami, make sure that you go back and listen to that. And I'll interject as you go on, and I'll identify the parallels of what you're seeing there in Arizona so that people are aware of any parallels that I see happening here versus, you know, what you're talking about. But I want you to tell my audience how they can save their freedom.
Well, let's go back to the root. And as I mentioned, you know, we're talking about Arizona has more of a demonic flair, right? So what you have to realize is that the people that are running the operation, whether it's the elections or the government, these people are no longer 100% human beings. All right. I know that sounds kind of far-fetched, but that's what demons are. Okay. You mentioned demons in the intro. So I know that you know, and let's give your audience maybe a refresher a little bit more. Let's hit it home. Okay. Mm-hmm. So when you have demons can possess parts of you, whether it's some things that just, you know, the poor decisions you make. And then as it progresses, things become worse. Okay. So, and you're big into the child sex slave trafficking and the CPS. Now and I want the audience to think about this for a second. What human being, okay, let's just say a grown man can literally rape a three-year-old child. Okay, a human being cannot do that. Okay,
no,
a human being cannot do that.
Not with a conscience. I would say not with a conscience.
No, just
all.
Not at all.
That's true.
Not at all. Yeah. A human being cannot do that. Okay. So in your mind, you can understand how like a deranged man, this is before we really knew about a demonic layer being inside human beings and being taken over by some other, this other, another being like a demon. So you can say, okay, the rape between a man and woman, just because you're watching Law and Order episodes of SVU, you could kind of get where the man is just, there's something not right. But then again, is it really not right? Is there really something mental illness, or are these people really possessed by demons at a certain level, right? And the science will tell you, oh, no. Well, I don't believe shit about, I don't believe science at all based on what we've experienced for the past three and a half years. So you can follow the science straight off the ledge, just like Wild E. Coyote, right? So when I'm talking about the demons, you have to understand that we are now, I mean, just look at COVID, okay? Mm-hmm. What people in government did, even police officers, where they're mm-hmm. tackling a 105-pound woman because she wouldn't wear a mask in a, which is a satanic ritual. Masks are satanic rituals. Why do you think they wanted you to be mm-hmm. 6 feet away? So they, because she wouldn't wear it in like a bleachers outside. So they tackle her and arrest her. Okay. There's no logic there. There's no human being in that person, because you, why would you even think about, if your boss told you to do that, would you still do it? There's no way I would. Okay. So you have to understand, you're up against, because I know people say spiritual battle, but they throw that around because it maybe became more of a talking point or something they just want to repeat because they want to sound like they're all faith and into God and into Jesus, right? Because it's kind of trendy. But yeah. You have to think about what it really means, okay? We're in a spiritual battle. You have to understand that human beings, if you watch them, did you see the movie Nefarious by any chance?
I think I did, but I don't, maybe I just saw the title.
No, you wouldn't. That would not been your response. That would not been your response.
Because okay. Someone so I need says, to watch it then.
Oh my God. Okay. And the whole audience needs to see it, because Nefarious is a demon. Okay. And it is an incredible movie, an amazing script. The actor is phenomenal. And most of it takes place like a real movie where there's a dialogue between two people. Okay. So he explains to you how demons work. And he explains to you that their hatred for God is so intense. That's all they care about. They only care about really hurting or killing things that God cares about, which is humans mm-hmm. and especially children. Okay. Especially children, which we as adults have abandoned the children. Jesus asked us to stand in the gap for the children. And we have not done that. We are now, we've let them be indoctrinated for years. We've let them be manipulated for years. And now we're letting them be mutilated. And we're also going ahead and letting them be raped and killed and their blood and their organs harvested. Okay. So that's real. All that's real. And I know that Christy's talked about that.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So this is, don't worry, the trailer, whatever you think of the trailer, it's only a portion of the movie that is portions of the movie to sway one side of the audience or maybe make you go see it. But so trust me on this. This is a brilliant movie. I would watch it. If I had it here at my house right now, I'd watch it again. That's how powerful this movie is. You want to play?
Yeah, I can play the clip for sure.
Yeah, play the clip. Play the clip.
Okay.
Hello? You should have accepted my offer. Execution scheduled for 11 p.m. But he's trying to convince us he's gone insane.
And therefore incapable of being executed.
I need you to prove he's faking it.
Edward? I'm going to ask you some questions.
I'm not Edward. I'm a demon.
Demons aren't really a thing. What happened to Edward?
We own him.
We?
He's a master manipulator. You have your head so twisted around, you think you're the killer, not him.
And give me something to make me believe you. Prove to me you're a demon.
It's probably just a coincidence.
I want to talk to
the real Edward.
Makes me do that. I can't stop him.
I need you to see something. You got a fan. Did the same thing with all his victims.
Help me!
I'm trying to, Edward, but you have to answer my questions. You have to tell me the truth.
It won't let me!
It can go away. It can go away. Yes?
No. It's starting to happen. Can you feel it, James? Can you feel it? I think it's time we tell you exactly what it is that we'd like you to do.
Yes, so I mean, it's I don't understand how people don't, you know, like it's kind of funny to me that Christians sometimes don't want to believe in demons when the Bible clearly like tells us they exist.
Because they're not being taught the Bible. Yeah. Their pastors are the problem. Okay, so the Bible is not being taught. And most of the pastors, I believe it's like two-thirds of the pastors, according to the Bard study, don't believe what the Bible says. So those are the people that are teaching these pathetic and weak messages within the church, which is partially the reason why we are where we are right now. Right. Mm-hmm. Yep. So, and they won't discuss this. There's parts of the Bible they won't discuss. And I think it's Revelations. There's a couple of them that they won't touch because they want to keep everybody happy. They want to make sure that the people that are coming into the church aren't necessarily being challenged, because to them, those people in church are just dollar signs for donations. So they don't want to push the envelope. And like don't want to go ahead and point out real facts about certain religions. Like, you know, they don't want to touch the Catholics, because then they might not get Catholics to come to their church if they really talk about what's really going on in the Catholic Church. I mean, just go back years and talk about the child molestations and everything else, the child rape that they do. Okay, that's like the Catholic MO, right? Not for the people that are in the church, it's for leadership, just like the government, okay? We the people, for the most part, we're all on the same page, and we're good people, right? For the mm-hmm. most part, it's leadership, or people in leadership positions, as I like to say, and the elected representatives or selected representatives that are supposed to represent the people, that are supposed to serve the people, that are public servants, are the problem, right? So the reason why I bring this up, A, because you know this, right? And your audience is well-versed. I kind of wanted to hit it home. And you're talking about saving your freedom. So when it comes to your freedom, you have to understand if you want to save it, you have to know who's taking it from you. You That's also right. need to know who you kind of gave it up to, which is what we did. We surrendered. COVID, fake COVID, a political propaganda pandemic. They said, hey, we got something. We need you to close your business, close your church. And we said, hey, where's the trains? Where are the ovens? Okay.
That's right.
Take my guns That's too. Exactly Take right. my guns too. Now, yep. looking back about a year and a half or 2 years ago, it hit me one night. I was sitting there watching TV and I'm like, I can't believe we shut this whole place down. I can't believe we allowed right. it to happen, because if you think about it, it was the craziest thing on the planet, and then continued it and didn't stand up for it.
No.
Okay? I don't give and you a know what? Crap what the government says.
The other side is, you know, it's pretty simple. What I tell people is pretty simple, because, you know, sometimes they say, well, who is, you know, who do you think is responsible for it? Number one, anybody who's telling you to shut up, anybody who's telling you not to look over here, but look over here. You should look the mm-hmm. opposite way of where they're telling you to look. And any time somebody's telling you, forcing you to do anything, whether it's shut down your business, shut down your car, drive this or drive that, we shouldn't have that happen. And the other thing is with these agencies. So we've clearly identified in my research the agencies that are allowing this to happen in terms of, and this is weird, okay, because there's like a delay. So I just say, for all of you young people out there that are listening to this that think that we're just old people and crazy, just do a quick search for CPS hospital. Okay. CPS has watch list in hospital. I'm going to play this, where this is a real incident that happened in the hospital. Michelle, I just want your commentary on this for people who don't believe this. This is the scariest moment. Our mom just gave birth. What's up with CPS and hospitals? Because this happened. This happened in Megan Walsh's case. Her father is a chief fearmonger.
Yeah. Better be. You can't. Y'all can't do that. You know that. You know better. Let's go.
So a pastor actually showed up to help this mom out of the hospital. She had just given birth, and they were trying to take the baby.
Yes, we can. Can't take the baby.
I'm sorry.
There's no court order.
Okay.
Do you have a court order?
As far as we know, you cannot take the baby.
There's no court order.
This is going to be an actual
order. There's no court order, sir.
Okay.
CPS does not have a court order.
I got no problem.
CPS doesn't have a court order either. That's fine.
As far as we know, the infant is not allowed to leave.
That's not true. Sorry.
The infant's not allowed to leave.
They told me you can leave whenever you want.
As far as we know, this is the CPS case.
Who is we?
As far as the hospital is informed.
She hasn't even been given a card from a social worker. So how do we know who that lady is?
Okay, so also I'm going to have to ask you to stop filming.
He's basically saying
the lawyer said that's against our policy. It's not against the law.
It is against our policy.
It's not against the law.
It actually is a HIPAA violation as well. Ma'am, unfortunately, you cannot leave with the infant. I understand this.
While this noise is going off in the background, right?
It's like an alarm.
In the baby. They're alarming that the baby is leaving. The mom has not even received a card from the CPS worker, and he's saying that no, the baby belongs to the hospital because they are spelling off children at the hospital. It is nothing more than an encampment when you're going there to have babies.
So one of y'all. And you're all party to it. You are illegally detaining a person, a child. Yeah.
They're keeping the elevator door from closing so that the mom can't leave.
Every one of y'all are part of this.
So, it is not.
You have to let the child go.
And they're wearing masks. And they're wearing masks, but he's wearing a mask because he knows what he's doing is wrong. Okay. So that he can't be identified easily later.
And it's also part of his ritual. See, he's right now, they're taking the child and offering it to Moloch. They're committing a crime. They're stealing a baby from a mother. So why wouldn't you want to complete the outfit with the ritual? And then you have these nurses or hospital workers that seem to think that this is okay.
Yeah.
Okay, now these people.
So obviously, I mean, just look at how many people there are with this one mom, okay? She's got the pastor, he has the grandparents. Yeah, this is recently. Okay, but she gets through. I'm going to fast forward it just a little bit. But look, they leave.
They have the baby?
Yeah, they leave with the baby.
See, but notice how he didn't arrest her. He didn't arrest her. He didn't do anything because he can't.
No, right.
I mean, so they're just trying to get you to cave in.
They're getting you to cave. That's exactly right. They go all the way out, and she's filming all the way out. And this poor mom has just given birth. You know, just keep in mind, they're also getting the moms while they're in trauma. Notice they're leaving in a nice car. They're not leaving in some podunk. So for people who want to think, well, this is only happening to poor people, you know what? You better wake up. You better wake up. Look at that little baby. Going home with its mom, okay, where it belongs. But what would they have done with this little baby? I mean,
the baby's eaten it. They would have eaten it or sold it. Eaten it or sold it is what they would have done if they left it.
I mean, it's worth about $500,000, okay? Even when it gets its birth certificate, it's worth about $325,000 on the stock market because your birth certificates are being traded on the stock market. That's the reason in the hospital. If they can do something before 5 days old, when the baby gets to be 5 days old, after on day six, the cost goes down. So they need to do things quick. Yeah.
It's got a good shaped head. I like when the heads are almost like they come out and they're perfect, right? You're just like, oh, that's such a good head. Your kid's got a good head. Right. So with that being said, now you tell me, anybody that's watching, you tell me how you can say that those people that were part of this operation to steal this baby from the mother, how they're 100% human. You can't, okay? Because there's something wrong with you. Again, what I want you guys to understand, the reason why I said go ahead and watch the movie Nefarious is because you have to understand the hatred for the demons and Satan against God is so much. All they want to do is, we're just in the way, okay? Because who rules the earth? Satan does. Yep. Okay,
that's right.
The prince of the power of the air. God's got up there, and that's why he made a deal with them. And I try to make it in a joking way, but it's actually all very serious. When the demons want to do something, they show you first. They have to. It's kind of like an agreement they did. And then they do it. But we, as humans, Americans, primarily Americans, go, that's not what he meant. That's not what that means. And then all of a sudden, it's actually happening. Okay? Yep. So that's how all of this stuff works. And everything that you've been told from government, everything that you've learned in history, all of that stuff, even what you've been told by certain people in the Bible, is a lie. Do a 180, think just the opposite, and go on your merry way, and you watch, everything will change. Because you have to understand, you have to reposition your reality, because they've constantly wanted to indoctrinate you all these years and brainwash you so that you get to the point where we are right now in time where you're going to believe anything. Yep. And they're going to throw something at you, and that you won't, it won't even, and they want you also to be so desensitized, and they want to normalize. Like, they want to normalize now how men can just go ahead and have sex with young boys and girls. And they're teaching this in the schools with the books that they're reading in the meetings. And apparently that's fine. Right. Yep. My friend was telling me this the other day. And then this is all connected, people, because this all matters, right? Because if you don't understand who the players are, you don't understand what their strategy is, you can't win the game, okay? And again, it's more than a game right now. It's a battle. It's a battle, and all of this stuff is connected. All of this stuff is connected. So he was telling me Senator Kennedy, who's the one down in Louisiana, was reading one of the books, and I haven't watched it yet, but I encourage you guys to watch it, because he said it was so disturbing. And he was reading one of the books, one of these gay sodomy, what words that I don't even necessarily know what they mean. I have to look them up every time I hear them, about what the books that are in all the schools. And it's one that's like a newer one than apparently somebody was talking about. And he was reading part of it. It was so graphic.
Okay? Let me actually play the clip, because it's that important that I think we play the clip for the audience.
Yeah.
Because...
Kennedy and do you have it there?
Yeah, I do.
It was just maybe a week ago. I think it's pretty recent.
Yeah. So he basically plays this clip. A commercial is playing through right now. But he plays this. He reads
books. The book.
Yeah. And so what the one thing I want the audience to know here, Michelle, because your audience may be listening to this, and maybe they haven't heard me talk about the school board. Do you know that our school board in Miami-Dade requires you to have an ID? And they actually bring you in as though they're like checking you and going to fingerprint you in order to go in the school board meeting. We don't have to have that to go in a meeting. Yeah. I refuse to give them my ID. People need to quit refusing to give them your ID. You do not have to have an ID to go into a building that you pay for. Okay. So that is an untruth. Quit believing all this in the name of safety. Okay. We have to realize that whenever they're trying to say things in the name of safety, red flag, huge red flag, flash, 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 red flag, red flag, red flag.
Yeah, safety. It's like safety in the name of Satan. Okay. Think of it that way. Okay. Because this is all to trick you and to take away your rights and your freedoms, which we surrender them. Okay. So that's why I'm saying you've got to take this back. Are you ready for the clip?
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen this yet. I just heard it's really, really bad.
Yes. It's really good. Yeah.
So our next story, our first story here, has some very explicit language in it. No cuss words or anything like that, but sexual language read by Louisiana Senator John Kennedy during a hearing on book bans. If all of this might offend you, it is now time to hit the mute button.
The senators are looking at just what should be available to young people in life.
Hold on. But they're even saying on the news, you might want to hit the mute button. If you find
that, because they don't want you to listen to it. I need you to be offended. I need you to be pissed off. I need you to hear that when they say human trafficking, it's code for child sex slave trafficking, which means children are getting raped 10 to 15 times a day. You need to know what it really is, because they mask it with a nice little word or, okay, it's time for you to hit the mute button. No, you need to see this. You need to hear this, and you need to stand up against it, people. That's why
Michelle, most importantly, they make this okay for children. Okay. This is the
book in the school.
They want to censor it off of regular television, but they want to play it to your children.
Many were surprised to hear such language in a book available to young people, but some say this is more about censorship. Louisiana has several fights going on right now. Alestra Due has this debate, Lester.
Listen, Greg, at that hearing on book bans examining how censorship limits liberty and literature, Senator John Kennedy read some content out of certain books that a lot of you may find alarming. So again, the warning, what you hear might be offensive. This has continued the conversation about what content your child could possibly get their hands on while inside of a library. We won't play everything that was said as all of this was read aloud on the Senate floor. But again, some parts may be disturbing to some.
Maybe disturbing, but we're going to bring it to your children.
On and got him on his knees.
That's Louisiana Senator John Kennedy reading an excerpt from the book All Boys Aren't Blue on the Senate Judiciary Committee floor earlier this week as part of a hearing on book bans. The book has very graphic words you would normally hear on the streets and also talk of oral sex, but graphically described.
And I began to slide into him from behind.
The author of that book is LGBTQIA plus activist George M. Johnson. The New York Times bestselling book explores Johnson's childhood, adolescence, and college years in New Jersey and Virginia. The senator also read parts from the novel Gender Queer, which includes sex toys, to members of the audience and those testifying before lawmakers.
I got a new strap-on harness today. I can't wait to put it on you.
Both novels are on PEN America's index list of banned books.
Should it be up just to the librarian or should parents have a say?
There should be facilitation collaboration between students.
Should parents have
and educators.
A say?
It comes as book content could perhaps be the new culture war of sorts raging across cities and states across the U.S. And the topic in Kennedy's speech has organizations divided.
That level of sexual involvement is a dangerous lifestyle that no one, especially teenagers, should be involved in without being mature enough to understand what they're up to.
I definitely would not give genderqueer to my five-year-old. I wouldn't have, obviously. But, you know, to have it in, to say that you can't have it in the library at all, to me, is ridiculous. That's censorship. Wow.
Louisiana's Democrat Governor John Bel Edwards signed a bill after this year's legislative session, which limits children's access to certain library materials and requires libraries to create a card system so parents can prevent their children from checking out books deemed inappropriate.
Really, it's from our point of view, it's a solution in search of a problem. There really is no pornography in Louisiana libraries. There never has been.
This battle is not going away. We're seeing it flare up nationwide.
The publisher of one of the books Senator Kennedy read gave us a statement saying, "We celebrate authors like Mike Curato and George M. Johnson who bravely and brilliantly share their stories and positively impact the lives of countless readers, despite their books being among the most banned of 2022 and highlighted by the American Library Association on its top 10 most challenged books of 2022 list."
Okay.
But notice they can't even say to us, like, you know, like, oh yeah, your parents should be able to respond to this, or the parents should be able to decide. They won't say yes or no.
Well, because that's not the talking point. They want to steal your children mind, body, and soul. Okay. So this is how they're stealing their mind. They're stealing their innocence. In that hospital, you saw them actually physically steal the children. Okay, that's when they physically do it. But in the schools, they want to, and they've all said this, all people on I could say uniparty side at this point, right? But let's just say the left-ish side. They've all said that we control your children. You don't. Parents don't have a say. The state does. Okay, the state wants the children. Now, you're saying, well, they want it for the control. No. Yep. Again, this goes back to the spiritual. This is a spirit. This is, I need people to pull back. I need you to go way up here and look. This is all a spiritual battle. Again, the human beings are in the way. It's God versus the demons and Satan. And we're just in the middle. And God knows that, or the demons know they want to do anything because their hatred for God is so much because they were ostracized, right? From heaven. Yep. They got thrown out basically. So they're trying to get back in, right?
We have to take the authority back. I mean, absolutely, we have to take the authority back, and we're simply not taking it back. However,
because we're not taking it seriously. We're not taking this seriously. We're not, you know what? Taking all this seriously.
I want to give us some hope with Jimmy Levy and Fergacio Blow, who I know, both of these guys.
Yeah, yeah. Tentinel shoppers, Tentinel shoppers.
Yeah. Oh, he's at Target.
There's a cleanup on every aisle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Target is targeting your kids.
Yeah. They put a target on my back, but they're targeting your kids. They don't even need to ask, cause you all know what it is. Yeah, that's why I keep a strap, and I'm always by my biz. This agenda gotta stop, yeah, you know we gonna win. When they target, target, yeah, they target and target, target, yeah, they target kids. Target, target, yeah, they target and target, target. Yeah, they talk, you know the targets that wrong, trying to play with the kids. It's the mayor of Megaville, I'm preaching again. You know the LGBTQ done went too far. You know they cutting these kids, they leaving trannies with scars. Why they pushing the gender, promoting sexual genders? I'm only rocking with Bruce, don't rock with no Caitlyn Jenner. You think that gay shit gon' get you paid? Yeah, we gon' see. It's Mar-a-Lago 2020, but we trumpin', baby.
They put a target on my back, but they're targeting your kids. They don't even need to ask.
So, yeah, I mean, we know what they're trying to do. And you know what, when there is people that are willing to speak up, like for something like that, because I mean, here on the other hand, we've got, you know, this is how I believe they also came in right here. Let's just go to Lil Nas really quick, who came in with Billy Ray Cyrus
against innovative sports tech.
You know, they
I'm also Mr. Leg Day.
They always come in a
anyone
different
can
way.
Become an agent of innovation with Investco QQQ. Before investing, carefully read and consider fund investment objectives, risk, charges, expenses, and more.
Pardon the ad, everybody. So this is how they came in, okay? So you got Lil Nas that none of the good old country boys knew, and all of a sudden, you know, we've got him coming in, you know, for the country music song, you know, with this song. I'm only going to play just a really quick clip. Yes. You know, and then all of a sudden, you know, and that's you know, Old Town Road. I'm going to, you know, remember the song Old Town Road? Well, then, you know, none of the guys, you know, none of normal people did not know that this was the ushering in of the LGBTQ agenda. Like all of a sudden, you know, when I would even tell people, like, do you realize like what that guy's agenda is? They were freaking out when they realized like that he was part of ushering in the agenda in the country music arena with Billy Ray Cyrus. I mean, look at my, his own daughter, you know? So,
well, they got her a long time ago because they would take over the children when the children's go into become famous, right? She was a Mickey Mouse person, Mickey Mouse Club kid way back in the day, right? I believe that was it. But here's the thing. You said something about some hope and solutions. Please don't use the word hope, okay?
Yeah.
Hope is not a strategy. I want people to take that out of your vocabulary because we the people, we control everything, okay? We're going to do a quick constitution lesson for everybody. Because you hold all the power. No one's coming to save you. The only person that's going to be able to save you is yourselves. Us. We are the ones who actually are the government. Okay? Because this goes back to control. Right? I want this to kind of be burned into your head. What is the one thing? What is the one thing? Because we're going to jump over to elections because that's what controls your life.
Mm-hmm.
I just gave you the hint. Okay? So what is the one thing that everybody in this country has in common that completely controls your life that you have absolutely no control over? Election results.
That's right.
You have no control over the election results because you have the vote and then you have the results. They rarely match. They only match if the people that are in charge, they, the uniparty, remember, there is no left or there's no right. There's two wings, same bird. What does a bird do? Poop. And it poops on the heads of we the people. Okay?
Yep.
So that is a fact. It is a fact. And right now, you have 168 days until your country has permanently gotten to the point where you cannot take it back. You cannot take it back because if you have voting machines in these elections, that's it. It's over because you have, as we talked about earlier, you have demons running this operation, right? The entire election system is fundamentally designed to control the outcomes. You are not a part of the outcomes. You are not a part of the system, and you are not a part of the party that you think you're a part of. Okay?
That's correct.
You're not. You are not. Because I'll give you an example. Arizona GOP here in Arizona, right? Arizona GOP, Grand Old Party. Because people that are designated as a Republican, right? When you check which box you're on, it says you're Republican. They all think they're a part of the Republican Party in Arizona. They're actually not, okay? The Republican Party, the AZGOP, became a LLC a year ago. That's by design, because then there's a different layer of protection. They become part of the corporation. They actually have no business being involved in our elections. Mm-hmm. And the only people that are members of the AZGOP are the 87 people that are on the executive board, that are the members at large, that are actually the first and second vice chairs of all the all the counties and all the state committee. Mm-hmm. That's it. Okay. So if you think, and you might want to look this up in your own state, and that's by design. So they're asking for your money. Well, why? Why would you give anybody money? Okay. Mm-hmm. Candidates, and I'm not talking about Christie, that's a whole different level. That's city, that's totally different. I'm talking about state, the state legislators, the county board of supervisors, I'm talking about a little bit higher up in the levels, because there's so much at risk at stake for these guys. Okay. All of the campaigns are money laundering operations, or you've already been spoken to and you've been chosen. Okay, that's how it works. You get spoken to and chosen, or if you're running, then if you know you're gonna lose. Okay, because people ask me, Michelle, you're gonna run? I said, not if there's machines, there's no way I'm gonna lose. I mean, no way I'm gonna win. So why am I gonna go ahead and give people a solution, which would be my values and principles, because I'm there for the people, and have the nerve to ask for their money if I knew there was no way to win? Okay, so you're gonna look at your candidates now in a different light, because if they've been talked to, they're running because they know they're gonna win and they're not on your side. Okay, no politicians are on your side. No candidates are on your side. Again, to carve out the ground game level that we're talking about, Christy, okay? So the only other reason that they run, to have a microphone and money. Why else would you do it? Why else would you do it, okay? So that is your candidates. That's the system. So knowing that, the reason why I said 168 days, you will have, you will lose your country permanently. You will not be able to take it back. It's because that's the first day of the state primaries, which is March 5th, and there's five primaries. So if you have voting machines, now voting machines are three components, because people are like, oh, Michelle, what about the mail-in, mail-out? Okay. If you read the Elections Procedures Manual, which is the rules from the state, and I'm using Arizona as an example because I did do the investigation. I did work the election. It's taken 10 months. We're still looking at some stuff. I have not brought forward any of the information that we have found, which is information that nobody in the country has ever spoken about. And I know that it happened in 2020 and it happened in 2022, but no one's ever mentioned it. So that should be a problem. This should be a warning sign to everybody who's actually uttered the word election integrity, which is not a thing. Please do not use that phrase. That is a distraction, because the RNC came up with it. They want you to say election integrity, plus they raise a bunch of money off it. But the real problem that they don't want you to address is election fraud and election fraud prevention, because that's your whole system. Your whole system is based on fraud and corruption. So with that being said, how are you supposed to stop a runaway train with now you've already had five of the state parties do their primaries? And you have the election, you have the machines. Now the machines, there's three sets. And I'm looking at the time. What are we, guys? 8 minutes left, right? All right. So I'm going to, can I go like gangbusters gusto?
Sure. Go for it.
So real quick, when you're talking about the election machines, so you have your tabulators, which are on site. In Arizona, we write on our paper ballot, we run it through the machine. And I'm going to give you a quick lesson in the Constitution, because this is important too. So the second machines are the eSite poll books, where you register to check in. Those are intelligence gathering devices. They are not just there to register you and check you in to make you vote. They do so much more than that. And that was proven through a FOIA request. And the third voting machines that most people don't talk about are the third party facilities that have a different type of a tabulator machine, which is Runbeck, which is all over the country. It's not just in Arizona. And then like here, Maricopa County has a tabulation center called MTEC, where they do a lot of the tabulation. So you have three sets of machines there, and a lot of the shenanigans, let's just use shenanigans, fraud, corruption, is happening not only with the machines, but all the people in the process that are a part of this. So again, I call it an administrative insurrection for a reason, because there's a lot of people involved that know what's going on. Okay. They know either they've been part of the system. Now this is a big operation. This just isn't Maricopa. This is an operation that is run, that has CIA intervention in it across the whole country. So I'm picking up Arizona and I'm focusing on Arizona because I live here and boots on the ground. I'm a state committee man. I'm a precinct committee man. I'm grassroots. I'm in front of the camera, behind the scenes, in the strategies. And I worked the election and I also investigated it. So we've pushed back on our legislators, our administrators, I call them the turds for short. I encourage you to use those words also, because that's what they are. They are turds. And I want people to focus on Arizona because we already have the momentum. We had the audit, which was interesting. We're not even going to go down that road because there's lots I can share about that. It's all shenanigan and fishy. And like I said, we already have the momentum because we have been pushing back and holding our legislators, administrators accountable since February when we decided to start reading the Constitution. We just started, reading the Arizona Revised Statutes, which is the laws here. We started reading the EPM, which is the Elections Procedures Manual. We started reading the county manuals for the election. We started reading their own house rules, realizing that these people violate their own rules or have not even passed rules from the minute they get out of bed before they put 2 feet on the ground. And I know this is happening in every state because I'm just focusing on the people that have R's next to their name. I don't even look at the Democrats because I know they're demons and they're evil, but at least they're honest demons. They're telling you what they're going to do, and they're telling you that they're bad, and they stick together. Mm-hmm. Our people lie to your face, ask for money, tell you that they're going to go ahead and fight for you, which I still don't know what the hell that means because no one will give me an answer. And you have people that run for Senate like Wendy Dodgers, who people all over the country think she's so great, raises $3.3 million from fourth quarter 2021 to fourth quarter 2022 on election integrity, which again isn't a thing, and refuses to investigate Arizona, refuses to investigate the fraud and the corruption that was brought to her face at a hearing on 223, and she refuses to investigate November 8th, but yet still asks for $50,000 a month from people because she wants to hold the people and the administrators in Mayor Corruption County accountable for their actions in the election. But that's her job description, but she refuses to do it. So that's the people that you have, quote unquote, fighting for you. People should be in prison. Okay. Those people should be in prison. So this is why I want you to focus on Arizona. First, I got to give you this, and I want you to look this up in your own state. I'm going to be really quick because I'm looking at the time. So in the Arizona,
you're fine. Don't feel like you have to rush. That's fine. Go ahead. Okay.
I'll slow down, but I'll cram it in because I want to get to the take action and why it's so important. So this is it. This is what you, when I say that we, the people, hold all the power, we do. Okay. So let me give you the pecking order of how the hierarchy is. Okay. First, it's God. Okay. Remember, our rights are given to us by God. We're a free people. He gave us dominion over the land. Okay, dominion. That's why they call the machines dominion. Nothing is by chance.
That's right.
Because they want control over the land. They want control, what did they say? Over God. They hate God so much. Mm-hmm. So what are they going to do? They're going to do anything because we're just collateral damage. We're in the way, but they really want the babies. They really want the children because God loves the babies. Why do you think they go after the abortion so much? Because the closest thing to God is an unborn baby. So they want to rip it out of the womb. See how I mean? This is so much more. I'm getting chill. I just got chill.
And not only that, but I'll tell you, if you run into any Planned Parenthood volunteers, walk up to them and ask them how they got their job with Planned Parenthood. They'll tell you they got it off of Craigslist that morning. They're wearing a t-shirt, passing out flyers. They're told to say three sentences and they know nothing more. So do not think that these people are out on their own campaigning for Planned Parenthood. Also, don't think that that Planned Parenthood does all these services for people for free.
Nothing is free. Nothing is free. You're paying for abortions, people, for all the people that go down there. And I know a lot about Planned Parenthood because Lucy DeGrazia, who's the host of our other show, Jesus Rocks, is a very, very close friend of mine. And she's been doing sidewalk preaching and counseling for people down at Planned Parenthood for like 3 years. So the stories about demons that are down there, I've seen the videos. Okay. I'm not making this stuff up. I was in shock. One of the ladies' names is Rosie and she's a full on demon and she's down there and there's witches down there and they're conjuring up spirits and they're doing chants and they leave things around because they're setting up whatever satanic worshiping. This stuff is real. You don't believe me?
Yep.
Go down to a Planned Parenthood and hang out there and go check it out. This is what goes down there because, again, it is a sacrifice. They're sacrificing the babies, okay?
Yes.
This is crazy. It's crazy stuff, but it's true. I've seen it. I haven't gone down there because I don't have the stomach to go do it. I just get the stories from Lucy, and then she shows me the videos. So what I want to go back to, the power is in the people. We have relinquished our own power because either A, we never learned it because they took it out of the schools by design, or B, we're busy, Facebook, doing whatever else. But again, this whole show that you're watching today, even though we didn't really, it wasn't the focus, this is a pretty good excuse and a reason why you're supposed to homeschool or get your kids in these schooling pods and get them the hell out of the school system. And if you can, don't ever go into a hospital. I mean, especially to have your child, because they have court. Phoenix Children's Hospital has a court room underneath the hospital so that they can go ahead before the baby even comes out, or as soon as it does, to take away the rights of that child from the parents. It's part of the system. Okay. This is real. I'm not making this up. We've done a lot of shows and a lot of investigating, which we didn't want to do. It got thrown on our lap about child sex slave trafficking and dealing with the CPS system and the foster care.
Yeah, I never intended to get in the mix of
I didn't want to go down that road. I said, We were asked to. Okay. And then when we dug, which digging is going on Google, none of the information that we have found out about anything that this is a child sex trafficking is hidden. It was no special operations. It's right there in the open. Again, they have to show you, and they're proud of it because these are demons. Okay. So that's the battle. Yep. So when you're thinking, I'm up against these politicians, the government. No, you're up against demons. Okay. You're up against demons. That's why you got to be strong in your faith, right? You got to be strong in there because you are up against, you're not up against human beings. They might appear as humans on the outside, but they're not 100% inside. You think Nancy Pelosi is a human being? No way. No way, Jose. Back to the Constitution, because I'm going to give you your power back right now. I'm going to give you your power back. It's like Dorothy and the Ruby Slippers. You had it the whole time. You just didn't know because nobody told you, right? And then they try to pound it in your head that you have no power because they want to keep the power. They don't have no power, okay? We could take it back very quickly if we work together, okay? Work together. That's what we're trying to do here. Remember, my whole purpose, right? My whole purpose is to expose the corruption in Arizona and America and our unconstitutional elections and to round up the warriors and those who want to become one. That's what judges is. And I love reading this. You think I'd have it memorized with all the stuff that I do, right? So I said, when the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, the Lord is with you, mighty warrior. That's Judges 6:12. Now 6, 7, and 8 of Judges, which you should read this because it's almost like, it's literally what's happening now. That's Gideon's army. Remember, he started with like 10 million people, I'm exaggerating. He got down to 300, okay? Yeah. So we need a little more than 300, but in theory, 300, relatively speaking, how many people on the earth, on the planet, ready to go? Battlefield, right? This is a battlefield, spiritual battle, ground being battle. So let's go back to the Constitution real quick. So the Constitution, here comes your power back, people. It's very simple, very simple. So now we know that it's God, and then it's people, then it's laws, and then here it comes, the G word, government. Look how far down it is. And then it is corporations. Okay, corporations. Remember I said the Arizona GOP is an LLC. They put them as LLCs for a reason. Has nothing to do with anything about you. That means you're not included. Again, look at your state. Look and see if your GOP is structured as an LLC and see who are members. Ask them. So who's a member of that? And then they'll tell you. And you're like, wow, that's funny. Thought I was a member. I'm not a member. Might want to get your money back. Might want to get your money back anyway, because they have done you a disservice. And so is every single candidate and every single politician in office that you've ever given a dollar to. And I encourage you to call them and ask for your money back, because you got sold a bill of goods. Because are any of them investigating the election of 2020, which we know is fraudulent and corrupt because Trump did win and so did a lot of other candidates? Are any of them doing that in about 2022? No, they are not. And are any of them standing strong, making sure that we have free and equal, the Constitution says free and equal elections, and not having machines and cleaning up the system? Not one of them, because they are a part of the system, or they're trying to get into the system to be a part of the system. Okay, otherwise, that would be the number one issue. That should be the number one issue in the country, because the results of the election, as you can see over the past 2.5, almost 3 years, have destroyed your country and your lives. Your sacred right to choose your representatives through your vote. I'm going to be blunt. You got raped, people. They have raped you, because maybe if I keep saying stole, it's not penetrating. And I don't mean to make a pun, but it's not working. You're not getting it. You're not getting what was taken, stolen, raped. That's what these people have done to you. Okay. Mm-hmm. They're doing it to the children, and they're doing it to you. And the reason they want to keep control of the people in office is not because of the money. They already have tons of money. And they get that just during the election process from the dark money that comes in, from the big corporations, from the PACs that come in, and from your donations, which I encourage you to stop giving any of them money. Do not give to these nonprofits unless you've any of these PACs. Do not give it to them. They don't need it. And it's not there for any good for you. Because again, if you understand that either they've been chosen or you have no chance to win and you're there to just go ahead and raise money, which is a money laundering operation, that's what all this is all about, right? Because you can't beat the system, okay? You cannot beat the system. It's too far gone. You cannot beat the system, okay? So how do we do this? We want to change the system. You have every right to change the system. I'm going to read to you the Arizona Constitution. You need to look up these sections in your own Constitution. because I like this version, because you have your U.S. Constitution and then the state constitutions, which are applicable in all the states. That's how this all works, because we're all connected. If you read the state constitution, it gets a little bit more specific, and this is a home run. All right.
Yep.
So Article 2, this is the Declaration of Rights. Copy that down. Declaration of Rights. You're going to look this up in your state constitution. Section 2 is political power and purpose of government. Now, we know the purpose of government is to destroy your life and destroy the country. But in the Constitution, let's see what the real version says. All political power is inherent in the people. Does it say politicians? No. Does it say people who work for the government? No. All political power is inherent in the people. And governments derive their just powers from the consent of the governed and are established to protect and maintain individual rights. Is anyone protecting and maintaining your individual rights? No, which is your ability to choose your representatives through your sacred right to vote. Suffrage, big deal, right? No one's protecting that. No one's protecting the maintaining your rights to do pretty much anything in this country, because you live in a tyrannical, lawless society. And the people that are in political positions are allowing it to happen. But who's really allowing it to happen? You and me, okay? I'm guilty of it too, right? I'm just getting louder about it. Now, keep in mind, this information about the Constitution that I want to finish it up here with, because I want to show you why your elections are unconstitutional, and I'm going to give you slam dunk what to do, take action that you can do every single day.
Yep.
The reason why they want to keep this power and control, again, it's not about money. It's because they need people that are installed in office to either look the other way or allow, or because they're in on it, the trafficking of children all over the country. That's why they do this.
Yes.
That's why they're doing it. They're doing it because they need the flow of merchandise, which is the children, right? Because you can launder money, but you need to have something in exchange, right? So you're buying the children. So the money comes from wherever, right? And the dark market goes into clean markets, right? It's money laundering, like the TV show Ozarks, right? They launder the money. So they have to clean it. But that's why they want to do this. They want to keep the flow of the children. So whether they're raping the children, they're killing the children, they're doing the adrenochrome, they got the blood, they're harvesting the organs. Christy said earlier that the price of the baby was $500,000, then it drops down to $325 or so. So then there's many layers, because if you watch The Sound of Freedom, I play these clips on my show of interviews where he says, first they rape the children 10, 15 times a day. And then after the child has disease, the broken bones, the body's not worth it anymore, or the age gets to the point where it doesn't work for the rapist, then they kill the baby and then they chop it up for parts or eat it or do all that. That's all real. Okay. So that's why they need to control your elections, because they need to control to have the flow of the children constantly go through the system, because they already have all the money. Okay. So look at that. All of these people in office, they have unbelievable amounts of money and they already have the power. Okay. So what's the other thing? Okay. That remember, spiritual battle, much bigger than what it appears to be. And again, these people are not human beings. All right. So real quick about the elections, and then I'm going to tell you the solutions. All right. So I need for you to understand that elections are unconstitutional. All right. I'm going to give you 4 points that jump out at everybody. And all this stuff is going to be in the documents that you can download that are part of the action. Because you need to know this stuff too. You need to repeat these points. Because when you have these demons come say something to you, you say, no, our elections are unconstitutional. Aha, it's right here. Read it. Remember, all the constitutions and the laws that are in each state apply to other states, which is a fascinating thing. And as I said, I only learned all this, to be honest with you, 4 months ago. Okay. Before I jump over to that, I want to talk about this one portion of what I just read to you, because it has been manipulated and it has been twisted on purpose, what the meaning is. So from the consent of the governed, it says, and governments derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. Up until literally 4 months ago, I thought consent of the governed, we gave our consent and we are the governed. That's not what it means. Mm-hmm. Okay. They want you to believe that, just like money is the root of all evil. That's not what the Bible says. Money says for the love of money is the root of all evil, because they hate money, because they want you to be a slave to them, because you are a slave right now. Okay, we don't want to be slaves anymore. We're going to unslave ourselves today. This is what you're going to do. You're enslaving yourself and you're taking back your unconstitutionalist and you're taking back your country. 168 days to pull this off. So the consent of the governed. Here's how that really works. The consent of the governed. We're not governed. We already went through this. God gave us our rights. We have a free people. We God gave us dominion over the land. The consent, when the turds, administrate turds, legislate turds, raise their hand to take their oath, they're giving consent to be governed.
To be governed. That's
they
right.
are the governed, okay? So they, because we're busy, we're doing all these other things. So we created the government and allowed these people, as long as they gave their consent to be governed by us, we gave them the ability to run the government while we take care of all these other things that are so important. So now we're starting to pay attention. And I'm like, what the hell have you guys done? You've run amok, right? So now we're trying to reel them in, right?
Well, you know what? I'm going to add another layer on that, Michelle, that a lot of people may not realize is as a politician, when you go to sign up to qualify for office, they give you there are certain documents you have to fill out. And then there's others that are they're not required, optional. But they still want you to fill. They're optional. That's right. Mm. And, you know, they want you to feel like, make you feel like, oh, well, you're the only one who hasn't signed this. Well, one of the documents is actually a 2-part oath, considering you're saying this. One, the top part says that you will abide by the Florida Constitution and the U.S. Constitution. Okay. Mm. Please identify which Florida Constitution you're talking about, because there's two different ones going on right now. Okay. And then you get to the lower part and it says the Constitution. It doesn't say which Constitution they're referencing. Right. So I asked them to please clarify, or if I could just mark in which Constitution that I am willing to abide by. And you know what their response is? Well, everybody else just signed it. Can't you?
Yeah. See, just like the policeman, just like the policeman in the hospital, they'll push and push and push. So you cave in. If you don't cave in, they're like, hey, he'll be like, we tried. It didn't work out. We lost another one.
Yeah.
Damn you. Yeah. Not going to get your bonus. You're not getting your baby bonus. See how they work?
These people, That's exactly how they work. They get
every category.
In Megan's case, people got promoted. They constantly, you know, are badgering and making money off of her, making money off the babies, making money off the children to what? Hand them over to the grandparents. And then the case of the baby, handing her to a foster mom after, you know, like, are you kidding me? Like, this is ridiculous. I mean, so this is something that's constantly, you know, going on. So
nationwide. Okay. Because people need to understand the things that we're sharing is a playbook. So it's whether it's happening in Florida or and with stuff she's talking about and her and she's been on my show before with Megan. And also we've been on Zooms before. And so we've heard stories. We've talked off the air. It's the same stuff in Arizona. Okay. Because foster and CPS is really, really bad here. Okay. Really, really bad. It's it's not Child Protective Services, Child Pedophile Services. It's really, really bad. Yep. Okay. And it's all, but again, it's a playbook. So when I got that, this is how I got into it, bringing it onto my show, which is Brighttown TV Fridays at 7 p.m. Eastern time. That's Fridays, 7 p.m. Eastern time, Brighttown.tv. How it got onto my show, which I would talk about it, but now it's in my intro. Now it is part of it because I got a video from a lady in Indiana. And she said, because we have that show, Jesus Rocks, Lucy and I do. And she said, ladies of Jesus Rocks, I've reached out to a whole bunch of people. No one will help me. I know you guys will because you talk about this on your show all the time. Mm-hmm. They kidnapped my son and I need your help to get him back. So I got this message. I sent to Lucy. I said, well, you know, we have to call her. She's like, well, yeah, I'll do it right now. So then we just talked to her. She was really good about gathering documents and keeping track of stuff. So then we started doing some Google searches. I started going the deed route. Lucy started doing some of the other stuff that's just like current events and looking at newspapers. And then when in the newspaper, when they're glorifying somebody, they mention all the companies they own or whatever. And we started just looking at that and just Google searches. And we ended up exposing an entire child sex trafficking ring in Indiana. But the reason why we were able to find everything so easily is because it's the same pattern. It was the same pattern with the dirty deeds where there was the nonprofits involved. There was LLCs about real estate transactions. And all those details of stuff that we've been seeing here in Arizona since it was introduced to us at the hearing that we had here in Arizona on February 23rd. So it was the same pattern. So then the CPS issues and the foster care issues that Lucy knew about because she was more involved with that in the past here in Arizona, was exactly the same. And it was exactly the same setup where they first had a traffic violation. Then they threw in, oh, we saw like remains of pot in the center console. And then you missed your bail, or the bail was set too high, or that was a fine. So it was constantly getting fined for this and this and this. It's the exact same MO that I've heard about, Lucy shared with me, and stuff that happens in Arizona, which happens in Florida. So again, this is all part, thank you very much. This is all textbook. So it's on Sundays, but you can also go to, in the Take Action, you'll see it in the titles, but it's on Sundays. They re-air them. There's 23 episodes. They're evergreen. This is the most amazing show you'll ever watch. And I say this, it's better than my show, because it literally is a spiritual battle, right? It's a spiritual battle and the ground game battle, because Lucy's a precinct committeeman, state committeeman with me. She ran for school board. Now, school board, she's the one that I mentioned earlier, where she got the talking to by the higher-ups in the Republican entourage here in Arizona. And she was warning them 3.5 years ago what was going to happen, what was happening in the schools and what was going to happen. And of course, they're like, oh, not in Scottsdale. We don't do that. We clutch our pearls. We don't have any of those.
Right.
Meanwhile, now it's completely out of control. So they're like, we're not going to support you. You can't talk like that. We don't want to hear any of that coming out of a candidate. And then a year and a half or 2 years ago, they said, hey, listen, we're trying to get rid of the guy who's in charge. I don't know, it was the superintendent or one of the board members, because there was a bunch of scandal stuff here. And they said, would you step in if we got rid of him? And she said, no, I told you. I worked my ass off. You guys shut me down. You can clean up your own mess now, because I don't need to be cleaning it up for you. You guys, you're the parents. You guys have the kids in the schools. My kids are done. You need to clean up your own mess. I gave you all the solutions. You chose to ignore it. Again, we, the people, have all the solutions, and we choose to ignore it. We've got to take this seriously. 168 days. Let me give you the four things about the election that are most important. Then we're going to jump over to the Take Action. The Take Action, this is how you're going to take your country back. You're going to take your elections back. And I'm asking everybody in the country to join us in Arizona, because we've got the momentum. And I have all the information and the answers, which they don't know about yet. So we're using that as the trump card. So don't worry, that'll come out when it's appropriate. I just can't right now. I have to cover my rear end so I don't get put in prison. And I don't have lawfare up my ass, basically, so you guys can get the information. Because you see what they do to all these other people? Could you imagine if the real stuff comes out? I probably won't even be able to. Like, I'm surprised. I'll be shocked if I wake up the next day, okay? So we're just going to take precautionary measures to make sure it's done the right way at the right time. But again, you don't need another dead body. You have 10 dead bodies from the past two elections in your living room. You don't need any more in the bedroom, okay? Because you don't need to see any more proof. You need to take action. That's what I'm going to give you, the four things that I like to bring up about the elections, so you understand that your elections are unconstitutional. First of all the elections are supposed to be held by the people. They are now held by third parties. That's completely against the Constitution. Okay?
Yep.
So third parties are not to be allowed or involved. That's government or third party entities. You got third parties all over the place. Why? Because the government's got their hands into all that. None of that is there to protect you. The HAVA Act is not there to protect you. It's unconstitutional. Ballots shall not be counted in secret. You vote in secret. Your ballots are counted in public. They're counted in secret. Now you have no idea when you put your ballot in that machine. You have no idea if it's counting it correctly, which it's not. You have no idea what happens to that ballot or where it goes afterward. That is not how the process is supposed to be done. Right then and there, you have an election that should not even be certified or valid, okay? Corporations interfere with the chain of custody. That's your machines and the programs and any of those other third parties like Eric and you name a laundry list. Why do you think they're there? They're all there to make you think you're being protected, but you're getting screwed because they're run by the government. Nothing good comes of the government. Nothing ever has good come out of the government once they decided to take it over, and which has been going on for beyond decades, 100, 120, 150, almost 200 years. Guess what? Elections are to be one day. Okay. So there goes your mail in, mail out. One day. If you don't have an election that's one day, you don't have an election. You can have vote. You can have machines or you can have a country. You cannot have both. Okay. So let's do this. We're going to go over to the Take Action. You want to pull up the savemyfreedom.us, savemyfreedom.us. Yep. Now, again, if this is too much for you, you're too weak at heart. You said, Michelle, I don't want to know anything about the children. I have no desire to save children. I love being a slave. I love the way that our elections screw us. And I think having flags upside down to show that the country's in distress is amazing. Well, then this and me and Christy are not for you, but you're watching the show. So I have a feeling, that that's not you. So again, what I'm doing here is I'm gathering all the warriors and the people that want to become one, giving you Take Action toolkits, giving you all the information, going and going on as many shows as I can for the next 160 days to get the word out. I'm like the Paul Revere-ette or the Paulette Revere. I know, I'm the trans Paul, Paul Revere. I'm the trans Paul Revere right now. I'm giving you the warning shot, and I'm giving the information because this is how serious this is. So if you, I want you to subscribe, but you could just do no thanks for now because I think you're already on the list. But if you want to put your email in, you can. So. No, thanks. It doesn't matter. Whatever works best for you. Yeah. All right. So I want you to subscribe. If you want to upgrade, you can. You don't have to. This is Substack. Now, the reason why Substack, but you could click on none. So the reason why I do Substack is because Substack, you can actually, this is a lot of stuff. So maybe later. Yeah. And okay. So this is a way for us to be found. Okay. Because I get censored on all the platforms I'm on, including Rumble, it's very difficult for people when you search to find the things that we've done. So I said, instead of just doing a traditional newsletter where it's harder for people to find, this way other people can find us on Substack, right? So then that's why I put it on Substack. But if you look, all those tabs on the top, I have 6 different websites that are connected. Now, this toolkit here, because I do toolkits for people that have resources, information, the Child Sex Trafficking, Sound of Freedom, Corrupt, Fraudulent, Unconstitutional Elections, Take Action Toolkit. There's 90 videos in there. There's Bible verses, there's resources, there's all kinds of information. This is something is a resource for you to use. If you want to download the videos, share them on your own, put them on your own platforms. Don't care. All the stuff is in there that's amazing that you need to actually use. So you have the ammo, not only the facts, but then you can share them with other people. But you also then, when you're up against people that are saying, that's not true, it's right here. So I want you to go to that first tab that says Ban the Machine. So this is a nationwide crusade, Ban the Bone Machines. Now, okay, 168 days. So if you scroll down, this is really easy. So there's 3 steps, there's 4 clicks, okay? So I put in there because I wanted people to realize that you have a certain amount of time until March 5th, which is when we have our first state elections, all right? So there's what we did was we partnered with Act for America and Affidavit Mamas and Daniel Wood to do these one-click email campaigns, which is less than 2 minutes to do each. Second time you do them, there's my countdown. Isn't that cool? I found that. Yeah. And I should have seen what a hell of the time. Because the time was backwards. Oh, it was a trip. So you see that right there. What you see that says is we declared a state of constitutional emergency here in Arizona. Not the officials, not the turds, the people did it. So what I would like for you to do, and you could download the press release, you click that button, and I put the press release there so you can also read it. What I want you to do is I want you to go ahead and do the same thing. Okay, you could cut and paste it, use the exact words, take my name off it, take the logo off, put your own on there, put your state in there, cut and paste whatever you want, use the exact same thing, don't care. It's more people talk about the fact, more people are aware that your entire country is in a state of constitutional emergency, not to mention the elections, then you know what? Then it will change, but not enough people are talking about it. Literally, it needs to become the narrative of the nation, the conversation of the country, because then people will take it seriously and that'll become the focus, right? Now look at those statistics, okay? So 58% of Americans say they are just a little or not at all confident the elections will reflect the will of the people. Okay, that's a huge number. Now that's a CNN poll. Could you imagine what the real numbers are? 80% of Republicans, 64% of independents, and 55% of Democrats say cheating will impact 2024. So why are you doing the same thing over and over again? Why do you think that because you're going to vote harder in 2024, you're going to clean the voter rolls, worst waste of time, harvest the ballots. For every ballot that you're going to get that you harvest that's real, they have 10, 20, 100 to counteract that already in the system that are fake or ready to go. Okay, so these are wastes of time. Again, we have a short period of time in your own personal life to devote to anything. So why are you going to spend time, money, and energy on something that doesn't make sense? Because you're up against what? Demons. Okay. You're not up against a system where it's even. It is so slanted against you. So again, with those statistics there, look at that. 79% of Republicans, 57% of independents, 44% of Democrats say officials ignored evidence of widespread 22 election fraud. Okay.
Yeah.
So what makes anybody watching this show think that if nothing has changed, look at those numbers for right now. Okay. And what if nothing has changed from 2022? And nothing has changed from 2020 in regards to the process, the procedures, the system, and the people that are running it. What makes you think something magical is going to happen in 2024 that Trump is going to win? He's not. He will not win the general election. It's guaranteed. The election's already been decided. All the races are already been decided. So you can do the exact same thing that you've done for the past 3 years, which will not work. Okay. Did it work in 2020? No. Did it work in 2022? No. Ask yourself this. I know what didn't work that I did, and I'm not going to do that again. So I'm doing something different, and I'm encouraging you to join me to do this, because if we get really, really loud and we hold these turds accountable, legislate turds, administrate turds, and this becomes the topic of conversation and people are pushing back, you watch what happens. Jim O'Connor, who's the Arizona Corporation Commissioner, and he's a Republican, is a very big man of faith. He told me a year ago when we first launched these banned machine campaigns, which were with Act for America and this new one we added, the affidavit mamas. He told me, Michelle, you put pressure on these legislators and the administrators. I call them turds. He was using the proper language because he's an elected official, right? He's the only good guy in Arizona that you can trust. There's one guy in all of government in Arizona, and that's the only guy. He told me that if you put pressure on these people, they are weak, they are pathetic, they are stupid, and they will fold like a cheap suit. But you got to put the pressure on them, and you can't just do it for a couple of days. You just keep going every single day, and they will fold. They will cave. Okay, so we saw it when we put pressure on them here when we started in February and March in Arizona. But then, you know, I got people to do it for 3 or 4 days, and then they're like, oh God, I gotta go take a picture of my lunch on Facebook. So we'd lose them, right? And then we did it again, and we got them to go maybe for a week, and then they go back to the norm. But now it's at a point where they keep doing so much stuff to us, it's actually consistent, right? It needs to be more, which we're working on that, right? That's why I said, you know what? I need the country behind us to do this, because let's just say 0.2% of people in a larger county, right, like Mayor Corruption County, are really active, where they're going to take the time to click the buttons. They're going to.
I like how you said Mayor Corruption County.
That's what it's called, Mayor Corruption County, Anarchy, Arizona, the pits of hell. That's where I live. Okay? Mayor Corruption, Mayor Corruption County. So, I started saying that 2.5 years ago. Yeah, it's finally starting to stick. Because it's starting, yeah. Like people are like, yeah. I said, I know, you guys just saw it in 2020. Open your eyes. It's right there in front of your face. Again, what do demons do? Mm-hmm. They have to do everything right in front of you. They have to show you what they're going to do. Okay, they have to show you. That's the rule. So, and then if you look at what happened here in Arizona, on November 8th, they literally did it right in front of your face. They actually forced the system, and you'll learn all about that. Don't worry. You'll learn all about that. Mm-hmm. So your ballot. You were placing it in the door number 3 to actually then be not held accountable for anything. Okay, there was no chain of custody for any of that stuff. So they got to the point where you were the one that were sacrificing your own vote by dropping it in that door number 3. Now, see how the language changes? And what did we learn earlier in the show about sacrificing? They're sacrificing the children. So they got you to do it. They said, you know what? These people are not fighting back. These people don't even know their own rights. These people have surrendered. Because they want to embarrass you. That's all demons want to do. They want to shove it up your ass so bad and embarrass you that they actually got you to sacrifice your own vote right in front of your face. Now that is nefariously brilliant and talented from a nefarious side. Okay.
Well, and what did they start with? They started with the mask. Okay. So they started with the mask. They wanted to see how easy we would be to control.
How easy it would be. Yeah. To fold.
And I know that's a really hard way for people to see it, but I'm very, very convinced of it.
It's a great visual, right? They got they got you to participate in a satanic ritual. Mm-hmm. Okay. Again,
six feet apart.
This is bigger than the government controlling, okay? Because it's bigger than that. Again, we went through all the steps, so you can watch this again and let it sit in, okay? Because then once you look at it from this standpoint, all this stuff's going to make so much more sense. Because there's how does this happen? Ding, you'll see. So what I want everybody to do in Arizona, so you're going to go to that website, you're going to subscribe. Then you're going to go to the first tab, which is Ban the Machines. Now, when we go back to the website, if you see, it's very simple. What I want you to do is there's 3 steps, 4 clicks. So the first click goes to the 61. Looks further down. Just the next. No, you're right there. Okay. Just after the press release. So there's the press release. But the press release has all kinds of talking points for you. It tells you how screwed up the country is, how we got there, and the solution. So everyone can hold everybody accountable. There's 250 legislators and administrators that have violated their oath here in Arizona. I'm going to give you the categories because it's the same in your state. There's 90 legislators. There's 61 board of supervisors, 15 county recorders, 15 unconstitutional sheriffs, 15 county attorneys, 16 election directors. That's 215 of them here in Arizona making all the decisions to destroy the state, destroy the country. And again, Arizona is such a big component in all the elections. They're the number one when it comes to the three counties that matter. Because right now, there's only three counties in the whole country that matter. The one in Arizona, which is Maricopa Option County. You got Georgia, which is Fulton. And Detroit, I believe it's Wayne. Okay, so those are the three. So, no offense to every other state. When it comes to what the objective is, Trump and the president, the rest of it doesn't matter. Okay, those are the three, because it's not even the six anymore. It's down to these three, which really is Maricopa Corruption County. So the first one is you're going to click on that, and it automatically sends an email to the 61 Board of Supervisors and utilizes 1037, which is something that the brain surgeons of the legislators came up with only to like dog and pony show. It didn't have any teeth to it because they knew they weren't going to put pressure on it, but it can. So we said, you know what? You had a bright idea, 1037, even though we called you out on it. But we'll let you go ahead and try to use it now. We'll support you. But we want you to ban the voting machine. So we're using what they tried to like pull one over on us. And we said, fine, finish the job. That's all we want. So when you click on that, you put in your information. We opened it up to the whole country. And then it gives you, you send an email. You click another button, it sends a petition. You click another button, it gives you their phone number. It then also gives you an automatic post for Telegram, Twitter, and Facebook. And it gives you a little telephone script if you want to call them. You don't have to call them. So then the second one, it says, we want you to investigate the corruption and fraud in our elections in Arizona. And we also want you to investigate November 8th. So it's the same thing, except this time it goes to the 215. It goes to everybody because we want them on notice. Okay, want them on notice that we are demanding they do their job. This is just what their oath was, right? This is what they're supposed to be doing. The third one is really important. And it is a remonstrance and a notice. It goes through a jot form. It doesn't go through Act for America because it's so big that it didn't fit into their model of their system, right? So basically, it's a simple jot form, which I'm sure you guys have done before. But in this remonstrance, it expresses the grievances of the people as to why our elections are unconstitutional. Now, what you can do is what people are doing here in Arizona. They're printing it out. They're having it signed and notarized. And when they go to the Board of Supervisors, they give their speech, which is 2 or 3 minutes. Here it's two. Some states might be three. And they're physically serving it to the Board of Supervisors. Because when you hand it to them, it actually has more meaning. Because that's what they used to do back in the good old days, right? So we do both. We're going to do that. And then if you want, now see where it says people of Arizona? If you want to go ahead and print this out, you can cut and paste it. You can print it out. You change people of Arizona. You can change it to people of Florida. And you can hand this to your Board of Supervisors too. Give your speech. You can get a bunch of people that go down there if they wanted to do that. But I want you to do it for Arizona because we're getting it. What is in one constitution is in another state's constitution. What's in one state's law, and it's in another state's law. So this is written so it applies to everybody in the country. Okay. But when you read this, you're going to get pissed off because you're going to realize how much of your freedoms and your sacred right to choose your representatives through your vote and your elections have been stolen from you. Because that's the whole MO. Now, the second one that you click, that one all go. One goes to the Board of Supervisors and one goes to the legislators. We had to break it up because of how the emails get sent out, but otherwise it's the same document. Now, here's the icing on the cake. Now, if you see this download the court case proving our elections are unconstitutional, the affidavit mamas, who are the ones doing the affidavits all over the country, they're not just doing them here, so some of you guys might know their names and heard of them before. This is a court case that Daniel Wood and they filed in common law, not administrative law, which is a huge difference, in the judicial court, so the court of record, to prove and ask the constitutional question, are our elections unconstitutional? Now, this is an easy read. This is not a lawsuit that was done by an attorney where you don't understand what the hell the words mean. This is written by human beings, okay? These are written by normal human beings. And when you read through this, it goes into detail and it points out all this information about the elections being unconstitutional. I encourage you to read it because the light bulb will go on and you will even get more pissed off. Okay. So again, this is ammo for conversations. This is stuff that you guys need to know. These are your rights. These are the freedoms that you were given to by God that have been taken away from you, stolen, raped by the people that are in the elected and selected, at least positions that did not, most of them did not win their elections. Okay. So you're going to learn a lot. I learned so much from this document. So you can print that out. I put it so you can guys can download it. Now, this case is moving through the courts. The plaintiffs are Daniel. You saw that in the top, Daniel and the affidavit mamas. The defendants are the legislators here in Arizona, all 90 of them, and led by, because you have the two-point guys, the Ben Toma, who is the president of the Senate. No, other way around. He is the Speaker of the House, and Peterson is the president of the Senate. So they have an attorney, and the other side, their side, is actually pulling shenanigans with this court case because they're trying to get it put back into the administrative court rather than the common law court, which deals with the Constitution. The administrative court and the administrative law and the administrative act is where the whole country went sideways, where your rights have been taken away from you. Okay. So yeah, the boys have filed it the right way and the affidavit mamas, and the other side is now trying to pull it back in. So the courts are actually manipulating things, and they should not be doing that. Okay. So I had no idea that the clerks have so much, they've so much say, but I know that the clerks always hold back cases that they don't want the people to see, because I've seen that happen in other court cases recently. So they're playing games with this. Okay. They're playing games with this, but when you know what you're doing, you can only play games so much. And the defendants defaulted on this because they didn't respond within the time frame. So technically the whole thing should actually just go in the favor of our side. But of course, the judges don't want that to happen too easily, right?
And well, they can't respond because they know that they're unconstitutional, because you've called them out as unconstitutional.
Yeah. Right. That's the thing. They know they're screwed. There's nowhere for them to go. There's no direction for them to go. And they also, the first judge recused himself. Okay. Oh, when do you find a judge recused? Judges, you can have a judge that's so far deep and with like co-mingling and what do they call it when there's an interference, a conflict of interest, they never recuse themselves. This guy recused himself. So we'll see how many decide to say, I don't want to touch this, get it away from me, right? So we'll see how many that happens. So if you look on there and at the bottom of that, it said turd contact. So if you click on that, it gives you over to another page on the website where I put not every single one of them, because it takes a little bit of time, and I've tried it. You know, every day or every couple of days, I add some more.
But I think it has that might Twitter be broken, accounts. Michelle. I think that link the might be broken. But you can fix it for sure.
So that
it bounces right back to this page.
Okay, that's then the I just need to fix that. So
yeah,
it has their picture. I put their phone number, not their cell, because then I'll get doxxed, right? I'll get accused of doxing. And then their email. Do you want a separate? So sign a separate one. You can. Otherwise, the system does it for you. And okay, so then I just need to fix that.
Yeah.
I can do that as soon as we finish. Yeah. And then also I put their Twitter and I put their Facebook. Okay, so that way you can contact them and call them out. So if you follow me on Twitter, and I think my stuff's on there. If not, I'll add it. If you follow me on Twitter, then you'll see all the other people that are part of this, because we've got like a Twitter, my God, like a take action army on Twitter where people are sharing stuff about this plus other stuff. So tag those people, jump on the kind of the train things that they've got, or jump on, share the post. Then you can get your stuff shared, because these are active people that are there to promote information and get the word out. So that's how we're doing it on social media. You have to call these people out. Okay.
This is your Twitter handle here. And your Twitter handle is kind of confusing because it's Everything Home.
It's the old home, and you can't change it. So you guys are you could search by my name, but I will put it in the turd contact. I'll put it at the top. And then if you go to, when you're back at the website, savemyfreedom.us, and all the tabs, it says social media links. So if you can click on that, because you forget, you're like, oh, just go where it says social media links. It lists all the social media accounts, right? I try to make it easy for everybody to find everything. So all I'm asking you to do this, each of the steps takes less than 2 minutes. The second time you do it, it auto-populates. So it takes it down to like 30 seconds, 45 seconds. So three steps, four clicks, the total, once you do it the second time, 4 minutes, maybe five. And if you have time, tag them. If you want to call, you can do that. But other than that, if I can get a million emails, okay, at some point going to Wendy Dodgers, who is the senator who refuses to do her job, who loves to launder and grift your money, liar, grifter, and fraud, get those emails, because it goes to all of them, you're going to see some crazy stuff happen, okay, because people are going to start talking about this. Again, it's all about banning the machines. It's banning the voting machines, because you cannot beat the system, guys. You cannot.
Well, I'm gonna try to do the same thing for Florida too, Michelle. I'm gonna try to mimic you for Florida, because otherwise our legislature is gonna make us homeless. So through the hype insurance and the fraudulent schemes that they're running to try to control the rest of Miami with their C40
plan. Here's the thing, okay?
Yeah.
If you get rid of the machines in Mayor Corruption County, because there's pressure from the whole country, because it affects every state, it only takes one, because guess what? Every other state's going to end up getting rid of it because the people are now going to know. Okay.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. The reason why I just ask you to be like, why is Arizona so important? A, we got the most momentum. B, guess who? Remember, I told you I already did the investigation. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I have that as the trump card. But if I need the momentum mm-hmm. of the people, because if people don't give a crap, then it doesn't matter. I mean, I can show you guys 10 million dead bodies. But if you're not going to take this seriously and fight for your own country, and I did it so it's so easy that you don't even have to open your mouth. You can just click some buttons with your finger and then let us do the mm-hmm. groundwork on the end here on the ground game. Because if I go into a meeting or I go into the Board of Supervisors meeting and I say, you know what, this week we had 500 people sign these things telling you guys suck and this is why. You know what they're going to do? They're going to laugh me off the microphone.
Yeah.
But if I walk in there and say, you know what, I have 500,000 of these from this week alone, from people all over the country, that the same thing is happening in their state. Do you know what that's going to make mm-hmm. a difference? See, yes. what I'm saying is I'll take care yeah. of the ground game. But it's begun. If there's only about 2% of the people or 0.2% of the people that actually do anything in each major area, say just right here in the Phoenix area, right? I'm in Scottsdale, but it's still Phoenix metro area. That's not enough. Because it's only 2%. It might actually be less than that. Mm-hmm. So that's why I said, if the whole country gives me their 0.2% for each state, now I got to take action army. So it's got to be bigger than yeah. Arizona. Not because Arizona is a bunch of lazy people, but for the most part, the whole country is lazy. Okay. So yeah. that take action people that actually are going to spend a few minutes a day doing this and then telling 10 of their friends and keep this momentum going. I need you all guys to unite around one mission, one state, and it's not a lot of time. It's minutes a day. And then we'll take care of the ground game. I'll take care of making sure that it gets out on the thing. And then I'm going to make sure that when the time comes, there's nowhere for them to turn. Okay, so we have the court case. That's going to help too, but that's a longer term play, right? Because mm-hmm. they're going to try to get this U.S. Supreme Court. But in the meantime, well,
we have to keep them running just like they've had us running. Okay.
All different directions.
That's right. You have to go in all different directions.
Bam. We hit them there. They pop up. Boom. We hit them there. So we're going to get them in all different directions.
It's like playing whack-a-mole.
That's all it is. But I'm asking for the help of the country. And I'll give you one other little thing as a little nugget. Now, I'm going to finish it today because it's 12:40. So I'll be able to knock it out today. So in the Substack, I'm putting together a friend of mine. I don't know if I said this in the beginning of the show, but I'll make it quick. A friend of mine told me, Lucy, she told Lucy this information. She was doing homework, so some research, all public information. Okay. Just requires mm-hmm. you paying attention and reading. Again, the criteria in order to investigate requires common sense, perhaps a common sense cap, which I am not wearing today, which I normally wear on my show. And you have the ability to read. That means you're more qualified than pretty much anybody else in the country to investigate or find out information. That's it. That's all it takes. Okay. So with that being said, she started digging because her son was in school and she couldn't understand. He was like, why is your criteria and your curriculum in school against what I know is what the curriculum's supposed to be? So she just started digging, reading. Okay, nothing top secret. No hot mic, no Law & Order SVU episode where you're undercover. And then mm-hmm. one thing went to the next. Okay, so 4 years ago, she told us information to Lucy. 2 years ago, she told us information to me. We've been trying to get her to bring this information public. She finally did it on Alex Newman's show last Thursday. It's going to blow your mind. But this is why Arizona is such a critical state other than just the elections and your freedoms and your rights. Because this is now the hub, the HQ of all these major entities that are here operating, doing things like the CIA is being operated out from the ASU president, which is Michael Crow. So if you think that the governor, Katie Hobbit, who's not the governor, she's a placeholder, right? She think that maybe she's in charge. No. Michael Crow is running Arizona and he's running a portion of the CIA. Now, here's some other categories of major corporations and CIA operatives that are here in Arizona, literally that had been in business for quite a few years. And this is why this, I'm telling you, Arizona is literally the pits of hell. Okay. So you've got Cytel, which is, they were part of the 2020 election. They're a Spanish company. InQtel is a venture capital fund owned by the CIA, which is where they funnel their money. Big tech is out of control here. And it's like top secret stuff that they're doing. 5G smart cities, they're already working on implementing them and they're building them here all over the place, disguised as like communities for ease and whatever. No. You've got multifamily complexes being built all over the place. There's not enough bodies to occupy them. What do you think that they're going to end up being? Biotech and gene therapy, the research here that's going on is crazy. Nanotech, AI, mRNA facilities, genetic modifications of human beings. This is what's going on right now. The research, the money being funneled into it. This is all part of a plan that they actually started, and it was televised as part of a pandemic exercise in 2003. And they did one here in 2019, all on videotape. And she stumbled across this and she was researching it. Some of the stuff's been taken down. She has copies. There's a 461-page PDF that I'm going to include in the Substack. And I'm going to have the video and I'm going to have just a couple other things that I have gotten from either her or stuff that is going to be applicable that I know is going on in your state, but maybe it's not at the level here, because when I say this is the hub, this is where all the stuff is coming from, because it's being run by Michael Crow, who's the president of ASU, which ASU, you know what ASU stands for? Arizona State University, which guess what their mascot is?
What?
The Sun Devil. Okay. Now, their Sun Devil, like they have the pitchfork sign, like something stupid like this, which is a satanic sign. That means I love you, Satan. So that's what I'm saying. This stuff's not, we're not making this up. So again, the stuff that's coming in Arizona, if we got to shut this stuff down, we got to shut Arizona down. You help us shut down this election. Well, it's not going to be shutting down the election. It's going to disrupt everything in the whole country. Because people are going to realize that we all know this stuff's bad. But now's the opportunity to take a few minutes a day and actually take the action to do something about it and stop this damn thing. Okay. So we got to stop it. And the only way it's going to stop it is if people get really, really loud. Loud, you got to have volume. One, meaning you're going to get
loud, not proud. Rah, rah, rah,
rah. Yeah, not proud. No. You're not loud and proud.
Loud, not proud.
And the other volume means I need bodies. I need the bodies clicking. I don't have enough people in Arizona that are actually active enough to make it so I can walk into a meeting where I have enough ammo. Cause I'll bring copies of all these signed deals and I'll put them in boxes and I'll walk into that meeting. And I'll say, look how many people signed this week alone. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now that's a visual and that's an impact. But if I don't, and because we know we have copies of, I don't have them, but the Act for America, they'll have data on how many were actually say the sign. So we get this momentum. I'll walk in those meetings. I'll embarrass the hell out of every single one of them. I'll do it to the state legislators. I'll call a press conference. I'll do it. And I'll have a whole bunch of people behind me. I'll do all that stuff. I have no problem putting my ass on the line. Because I already know that I'm going to anyway. So why not finish the job? But I need the numbers. Okay.
Right.
I need the people. And this loud, all over social media. Because it's happening in your state. It's just that we're more advanced because we got it thrown at us, not only the elections, but the stuff that's happening locally with our LDs and our AZGOP and our counties. We got smacked in the face a year ago when they came after our legislative district, LD3. So we've been in the heart of it at the levels where we're seeing the patterns and knowing that this is a GOP, AZGOP, and a GOP nationwide thing that they're doing to all the precinct committeemen. So we've just been in the battle, fighting it for over a year now. So then as they do the next one, we just have it in front of us. So we already know, we've already been doing it. So it's happening in your guys' areas. You just haven't looked yet, or you haven't realized that it's happening, but you didn't realize it's happening.
Here, they don't realize you're gonna learn happening at all. They don't realize it's happening at all.
No,
they
think it's been happening for a year.
They're allowing the government to rule them. Well, listen, Michelle, we've got to get off. Make sure that you guys go there. Make sure that you do go to her Substack. And that is savebyfreedom.us. Make sure that you go there. Make sure that you take action. Make sure that you go on the top area. And Michelle, you're welcome back here anytime. God bless you. Thank you for gathering all of this together, because you are a true patriot and a true warrior for the United States of America. And for those of you who are not familiar with our flag being upside down, it's because we are a nation in distress and we are absolutely at war. We had a president to tell us that we're at war, whether you realize it or not. Listen, if you can't read the Law of War manual, that's your problem, not ours. I highly recommend that you go through and read it. I've said this a million times. And I'm an award-winning technologist, and I'm saying one vote, one day, okay? No machines, okay? We do not want technology when it comes to our voting machines. We will lose every single time. We must get rid of them. We allowed them in. We allowed them in with Bush versus Gore. That was a psyops. Everything we've done is an absolute psyops here, and it all started in the great state, Freedom, Florida here, okay, where there is no true freedom. We have to break ourselves free. We have to free ourselves from the oligarchs running us. And the only way that we're going to do that is to speak up, speak out, be loud, and do things like Michelle is saying. Michelle, God bless you. And everybody, please make sure that you follow Michelle on Twitter. Michelle, I will chat with you a little later.
Thank you.
Bye.